This morning is Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator. Good morning, Brian. How are you doing today?
Great, Duke. How are you?
Doing well. Appreciate you taking some time as always. And, you know, last week we were talking about the JCPenney statue making its way to Kemmer. And, well, since then it's come. And, that was kind of a cool thing to have it go around the triangle and all those different pictures. And what a cool thing for the town and the city of Kemmer to have that statue now in your possession.
Yes, it was quite a feat for our staff, our public works staff, to actually erect that in the back of a trailer and drive it through town and with a police escort. And they secured it very well, and it was really, it drew a lot of people to the downtown for photo ops, and it was an exciting time. And the excitement's just begun, because now we're going to just need to figure out exactly where to put it and have some kind of a ceremony to unveil it. So.
Well, that was my next question. Sounds like discussion still happening, but what are some of the ideas and proposals of where to place it?
The two ideas that I hear the most are the right by the JCPenney home in the museum in the yard, and then also directly across from the JCPenney mother store. Those are the two probably the most common ideas that we're hearing. And the mayor and council will need to have a discussion about that as things come along. We have gotten some donations to help us pay for this too, so we've appreciated those, and things are going well there as well. So,
excellent. We're again speaking with Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, this morning on the SVI Radio Network. And let's talk about the trolling motors on Kemmer Reservoir a little this morning. Brian, understand that there was a request to maybe have those allowed on the reservoir and some surveys, and, well, they decided not to go along with that.
Yes, so, actually, the Game and the Fish had asked us if we could possibly allow for, the bottom line is electric trolling motors, and so our mayor actually reached out to the community on Facebook, and it was overwhelmingly in support of just keeping things the way they are. So that's what the mayor, we've already sent a letter to the Game and Fish expressing our appreciation for their interest in the matter, but that we would keep things the same. So.
Excellent. And another question that I understand the mayor proposed on social media was maybe some changes to the community fishing pond. Tell us what this is about.
So the Game and Fish had also asked about, we have a community fishing pond. It was really originally intention was to have a pond for the young children to get a desire to do more fishing and kind of grow them up in the fishing culture, I suppose, as it were. And so the last discussions in the city council about this were that, you know, it sounds like most people are probably in favor of keeping that the same, except that we do see the need possibly to increase the krill limit there so that they can have a little bit more time fishing. It's pretty easy to catch a fish pretty quick, and you could be done. So they're going to be contemplating changing that, increasing that in the next city council meeting on February the 22nd. They'll be discussing that. So,
Kemmer City Administrator Brian Muir with us live on the air this morning with the Weekday Wake Up. Brian, anything else going on in the city of Kemmer you wanted to mention this morning?
Sure. We just finished the sled dog race with the Pedigree sled dog race. And it was actually, even though there wasn't as much public participation because of COVID, we had 25 mushers and their support crew, and 22 of them stayed in local hotels. So that's a success for a local economy. Of course, they spent some time eating here as well and shopping. And so we're excited about that. Upcoming this weekend, we also have the Lions Club Ice Fishing Derby, which is always a great event. You know, I was actually, I went with our young men from our church a couple weeks ago ice fishing and caught a nice rainbow trout. So I know they're biting out there. So, there's also other things to do out there. I was noticing that we embrace the winter here in Kemmer, and there's a lot of people on their snowmobiles going across the ice and trying to find a good spot to put their ice holes and their tents and everything. And it's really a fun activity There's even one guy that actually tends to get on his strap on his skis and go kiting across the lake. So there's lots of fun things to do here in Kemmer on the ice at Lake Vivanaughton. And that's I think the 13th and 14th is the Lions Club. You can probably find out more on Facebook, on their Facebook page about that. So
yeah.
Absolutely. Great way to spend Valentine's Day, right?
Exactly.
Ice fishing with your spouse.
I'm sure that's exactly what she would love to do. Yes. Perfect. Hey, but if you win that money, I mean, there's some pretty good prizes as part of that. So.
Absolutely. Yep.
Well, Brian, as always, really appreciate your time. Anything we missed?
No, I think that's it. Excited. This has been a really nice, warm winter comparative. I don't know how it's going up north, but it's been really good weather, and we're enjoying it. So,
absolutely. That's Kemmer City Administrator Brian Muir. It's all part of the SVI Radio Network.